Uh-huh.
If I see you ever, I will give you one.
I'll look forward to it, dear.
And see, I can't give you... Well, I actually can give you a creeper... No, nah, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Have a good day.
You too.
Stay
bye
oily.
Bye.
Bye now.
I hate when that happens.
What?
Getting creepers.
Like, tell me you've received a creeper in your life. Now, Lisa, I will come up to the top of the Hancock and slap you.
Well, yeah, I have.
Oh, it's what?
Well, if somebody comes up behind you and pulls it up.
So,
and
someone
that's
has
happened.
Pulled your underwear up in the back.
Yeah, in a bar. You know, people can get really weird.
In a bar? What kind of bars do you go to?
Well, it happened on Friday.
Okay, wait a minute. On Friday, someone walked up to you in a bar and pulled your underwear up from the back and gave you a creeper.
That wasn't the only incident, was the first thing.
What bar did this happen at? Because I got to go
there.
I'm definitely going.
It was called The Bridge.
The Bridge again? We were talking about, remember I told you there's a there's a couple of bars that start a buzzword about, and The Bridge is one of them. I was at The Bridge 2 weeks ago.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's wild.
Even my cab driver's talking about the place.
Buzz, you must go to The Bridge.
You must, but you know what else? I got a barracuda that night, too. That was the first incident. It was the creeper.
Yeah. What's a barracuda, Lisa? You know, I think we should get to know Lisa Buzz, because I think she's very, very strange. Now, wait a minute. Go back to the barracuda. What the hell's a barracuda?
Well, a barracuda is when you get bitten on the butt.
I'm not kidding.
Hey, it started at Murphy's Bar, University of Illinois in Champaign. We used to get them all the time. It was a rugby bar. That's the only reason I know it's called the Barracuda. And I'm just standing there at the bar at the Bridge. This guy, this is the second incident of the night. This guy comes up and bites me real hard.
In the butt.
Yeah, and then he ran away.
What? And you don't know who the guy was. He just bit you in the butt.
No, at that point, after getting the creeper and then getting bitten, it was like, what else is going to happen?
Barracuda!
Exactly.
Does he say it? Do they bite and say something?
Well, at Murphy's they did. Yeah, they used to play the song, you know, the heart song.
Right.
And then they would just go in this biting frenzy. It was a really scary place to go, but it was fun as long as you were sitting down.
Jeez, I don't believe it. And at the Bridge, someone also gave you a creeper. Are you the type of woman that would make them think that you'd want a creeper
Lisa, are you asking for it?
Yeah, you're begging for it?
Oh, please.
No, I mean, come on. I don't think that in my wildest evening that I would just jump out and bite a girl in the butt.
Unless
she was begging me for it. Like, so often is the case with the guy like me and Buzz.
Please, I'm a little skinny girl. It's not like I have this enormous, you know, or delicious-looking rump sticking out that some guy's going to want to chomp on. It just happened.
You know, you have a delicious-looking rump I'd like to chomp on. What are you saying, Lisa?
Oh, God, don't start, please.
So the guy bites you and runs away. Then someone else comes up, a different guy, and gives you a creeper.
No, the creeper was first.
Okay, but you don't know these guys.
No, I don't even know if it was the same guy. The first time I looked around, and there's so many people there, it's really busy.
You must be sending off signals like I'm begging for it.
I hadn't been out at a bar, and I'm not kidding you, for 6 or 7 years. So.
It only happens to people who want
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you want it.
Oh,
you want it, and you got it, baby.
You guys, that's not true.
The Bridge. Look out for a guy who bites women and gives them creepers.
Barracuda,
hey, you know, isn't
man.
That is that area though? It's very. That's a scary area that it's in. Well, you don't think the bar should be there.
Yeah.
And you kind of go through there and you go, well, wait a minute, where are we going? Don't worry, I'm taking you to the Bridge. Okay, fine, if that's what you're saying. And you get there and you go, wait a minute, this is really cool.
It is cool, those decks outside and on the river and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah. Well, we have to hang with you one night just to see what happens.
Oh, God.
But from afar, we would, you know. But no, really, Buzz, and tell me the truth. In your wildest night out, would you just go up to a girl and bite her? Even if you knew it, would you just go up and bite her in the butt?
No.
No, Buzz wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
A creeper,
I'd give you a creeper.
In a New York minute, right?
Yeah, I'd give you a creeper. All right, give us the traffic.
All right.
We will give you a creeper.
I know you will. It was already slow southbound in the tri-state from Duffy up to the Deerfield Cash Box. It always does that. But now the trip just got tight approaching Golf because there was a minor accident on the side, but a major amount of gapers. Edens, same old delays. That's Shadow Traffic on the Morning Loop. I'm Lisa Dominique.
Identify this sound.
No!
Him lunging at my rump.
No, dwarf bowling.
Oh, that's so cool.
Him lunging at my rump. Good, get out of here, Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
Him lunging at my rump.
27 from I-55 to I-90. Southbound, you'll find it chugs down just a bit approaching the Deerfield Toll Plaza. Really, looks okay on all the rest of the tollways. There is a stall in the
because
outbound
Ryan. Because it's St. Lincoln's Day.
That's right. Fat Lincoln's Day. So take advantage of it.
Aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, how'd you like the plan?
Okay. Traffic chugging down.
Joey Adams joke book, circa 1938.
Joey Adams?
Yeah, he's a joke guy. My mom bought me his joke book when I was little.
I thought this is another Greg Sheely story for a moment.
No, it is. Yeah, then he drew a penis in it. Right.
Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. There's something big happening right now at Dunkin' Donuts. Choose from any of 10 unbelievable deals for just 99 cents all day.
Man has got to come back to this city.
I know.
He has to come back. Now he has no business. He's totally washed up. He's lying alone in a... in smoking some opium hookah.
Piranha Man.
Don't you miss his donuts?
You could just call up and say, you know, hey, donuts, come on by.
Yeah, I used to pop in before he came to work and pick something up. Gosh, and now he's not there.
I miss him.
It's an empty shell of a business now.
Call Piranha, tell him to dump that golden bowl business in Calumet City and come here where the real life is, where he can serve bums and transvestites.
And
down
you.
On Division Street. And me. Yeah, I'm talking about me and Buzz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I say this, Lisa? As a woman, I want to ask you this question.
Sure.
All right? When she said, and then I began to cry, I think she nailed women down 10 notches in that. It's like,
well, I'm
why
sure.
Did she... She wants to be in the locker room. She wants to be with these pro football players, and then she begins to cry.
Well, that was probably not her preferred response, as she said it.
Well, she said it.
I know, and she did it, and she did say it, and she admitted it, and that's what happened. I'll tell you, if I had been her, I mean, I was barred from the practice field of the 49ers in 1984, and I was, because I was a distraction.
Yeah, but you were a groupie, though.
No, I was not. I was a reporter, but I was told I was a distraction.
Miss Montana?
Well, they ended up giving me private interviews, but I was irritated.
You were barred because you were a distraction.
That's
and
what
then
I was told.
Because you were a distraction, they gave you a private interview.
So they arranged for me to have private interviews with the players, you know, off the field or whatever.
Okay.
And that's great because they accommodated me, but I still didn't appreciate it. I would have liked to have been out there and gotten sound on the field just like all the other male reporters were doing, but I tried to work within the confines of what they were offering me. So what I'm saying is, I understand the position she is in. I could have easily broken down with the way that I was treated, but I thought to myself, I have a feeling they wouldn't treat anybody else any differently as far as being brusque or abrupt than they were with me.
What
and
if
I just had to
team
be.
Team erupted in chants of blank you.
Yeah. What would you do then?
I would hope.
But the point
I
is,
hope to yeah. God I yeah. wouldn't cry, and yeah. I would probably feel that they were being very rude and just excessively, well, maybe a little bit sexist. But
well, she's going to file this complaint now. It started out, if you notice, with no, just a little, oh, it's all right, with just a letter.
Yeah.
And now her and Brian Harlan really have something going because Brian said, hey, she wanted to do it for publicity. And now she's going to file this thing with the whole football union and
yeah.
the letter writer. All these people are going to get involved
well,
now.
Well, see, that's what my station wanted to do. They wanted to, I said, no, that's not the way I want to gain notoriety. So
McMichael's going to be sitting on a ranch with a tube going, yeah, so what? I mean, he doesn't
yeah,
care.
I know. I think he probably would have been that way with somebody else who asked him that question. He would have been flippant because that's his personality. I don't know.
She began to cry, though.
Well, that's, you know, I'm sure she really regrets that, and sometimes it's tough. I mean, I've cried in situations where I certainly didn't want to, and that would be the number one situation I wouldn't want to. But
would you begin to cry if all the Bears told you, blank you? Get out of here.
I hope not. I can't
hey,
tell
I would.
You.
I would.
I'll tell you, I'd be scared.
Come on, you guys.
Just want to have some fun and do my job.
Please don't.
No, I hope I wouldn't, but gosh, that'd be intimidating.
Well,
I don't know.
It sounds to me like she said to McMichael, hey, do you and Dan Hampton always dress alike? Always dress together? Sort of.
Like kidding.
Kidding?
Maybe. Yeah.
And he had just gotten beaten.
Bad timing.
And it's like, hey, listen, lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, anyway, that's the end of that. I got to move along. 7:58
okay.
on the loop. AM and FM.